I've got Daryl Oliveira here, and he's just come back from an overflight. So let me let him to go first. There you go.
Hey, afternoon, everyone. As you know from our message we put out this morning, since yesterday the flow, the finger that was on the south side, which has now become the front or the leading edge of the flow, advanced about 425 yards yesterday morning. It's very narrow, and without, I guess, taking away from the HBO report that I'm not sure Steve or Janet might be giving, but it is in a bit of a, like a channel, a topographical feature that's keeping it narrow as well as keeping it moving in a forward direction, northeast, downhill. So it has advanced, like 425 yards or so. Just did another overflight. It set off maybe about 15 minutes, 20 minutes ago. And since this morning, it has moved maybe 100 yards or so. So it's moving at a fairly consistent rate right now. HBO scientists are on the ground out there doing their assessment and surveys, and we'll continue to monitor that. Given its location, it's still about 0.3 miles from the Apaha Street area of the transfer station. But given that it's moving fairly consistently right now, still at a fair distance, it's not requiring any kind of evacuation. But so that we can maintain 24/7 observations of the flow, we're going to have civil defense personnel on the ground in the area of the lava flow going forward. So we have our mobile command post. It's going to be stationed near the transfer station, which will allow personnel on the ground to walk over and visually observe the flow around the clock. As I mentioned, it's not requiring any form of evacuation at this time. We're going to be monitoring the flow progression, and we'll definitely give the residents in any forecasted flow track or path adequate time and notice to evacuate. And when I say that, it's anywhere from 3 to 5 days minimum notice of any movement of the flow that could pose a problem and require evacuation. So that's where I was at this morning as well as this afternoon, and I'd be open to any questions you may have.
Daryl, this is Ben Gutierrez at Hawaii News Now. When you're saying 3 to 5 days before evacuation, would that be like 3 to 5 days minimum before like an evacuation order would be given? Can you like clarify that timeline?
Yes, 3 to 5 days before any evacuation order would be given, and they'd be expected to move. And the reason for that is we'd like to allow people adequate time so they can make their plans, even though they've been planning. You know, some people were still very hopeful that this would not continue to play out. We'd like to give them sufficient time so that they can move what belongings and make what arrangements they need to make in a very comfortable timeline. So that's the basis for that 3 to 5 days.
So, Daryl, again, just to clarify, would that be like 3 to 5 days from now, or that the residents would be given like 3 to 5 days heads up when an evacuation order is given?
Right, 3 to 5 days before the evacuation order would be given. Because right now, the flow could change. You know, it could slow down. And, you know, right now we're not issuing an evacuation. It's at present time, you know, further out than 3 to 5 days from the nearest homes or residences. So one of the things we'll be sharing with the community tonight is that we'll continue to monitor it, but we'll definitely give them 3 to 5 days advance notice prior to any evacuation.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Daryl from the Tribune Herald. I assume there's still no time frame for when it could start reaching occupied properties.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. We're going to wait for HBO's assessment later this afternoon. They'll be calling in and sharing what they see, as well as we'll do another overflight tomorrow morning. And if things appear to be fairly consistent in the behavior, then we might see something that would be more appropriate to pass on to the public. But given the inconsistencies we've seen over the last few days, even though the rate has been ticking up, we'd like to see some consistency and stability in that before we start forecasting any timeline. And that's another reason why we want to have personnel out there throughout the night, is watching it. If there's any changes, then we would be acting accordingly.